Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you're not a regular listener of the show, thank you for listening. And for those of you who are, you know that is the walk-up music for Terry Savage, the money lady, the woman with the savage truth. I got your article that is posted at terrysavage.com about Social Security Commissioner steps up. That's good news. I'm guessing she's not on my
phone. Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay.
I was just humming along to the song, and I sing so too.
You were dancing.
I was out loud. I was dancing. You know I am. I'm dancing today because the new Social Security Commissioner, who's been there barely 3 months, not even that, has just taken a major step, and you need to pass this news on to everybody who's faced a clawback. I was privy to an internal conversation, allowed to sit in on something Monday afternoon, and in the middle of that, the commissioner issued an internal memo to Social Security employees, and I said, guys, I'm going to write about this, and nobody said, don't you dare. So here it is. The commissioner said, effective today, that was yesterday, instead of withholding 100% of a Social Security benefit to recover an overpayment, we are changing the default overpayment withholding rate to 10% or $10, whichever is greater, of a person's total monthly benefit. So, oh my goodness, the commissioner said to his employees, you know, it'll take a couple of weeks to change our forms, and we're still sending out these clawback letters. But if this is really important, he said this is in his own words, if during this interim period I'm relying on you, our frontline staff, to manually adjust the withholding for beneficiaries who request a lower rate.
So you have to make the request.
So you have to call Social Security. By the way, one of the first actions he took was to get the holding time down to less than half an hour. It used to be hours. So you call 800-772-1213. If you're having money withheld or they've completely withheld your check, you call in and say, I want the 10% adjustment applied immediately. If you were getting zero, you're going to get just a cut of 10% in what they determined should have been your correct benefit. So let's say you were getting $1,500 a month. They said, oh, we forgot to figure in that you're getting a teacher's pension. We should have reduced it by $500 a month. We're going back 7 years, $500 a month. That's a lot of money, and that's the clawback letter. And they used to say to you, 30 days to repay. Oh, we're going to just stop your benefits. And they did. Mm-hmm. Now you call them up. You won't get the $1,500. You'll get the $1,000 they say you should have. There'll still be more opportunity to ask for a waiver. And then they'll take 10% of that off, so you at least get $900. It'll pay your Medicare and give you some spending money.
Yeah. What does the average person get in Social Security, Terry?
Believe it or not, the average Social Security check's only a little over $1,800. It reflects the fact there are a lot of older beneficiaries who earn less during their lifetimes than the cap, and the cap was lower. I mean, today you find retirees getting checks of $3,800, $3,900 if they were highly compensated, maybe a little over $4,000 if they wait till age 70. But the vast majority of the people who desperately need those checks to pay the rent, buy food, pay for their Medicare Part B, are getting checks that average around $1,900.
Hmm. Okay, so Trump's Truth Social went public today, and somebody said it was like helium. It just went woo, and then it kind of came back down to earth a little later. But did it bring in $8 billion?
Okay, let's explain this. And if we could get off the emotion of Trump, Reddit went public. That was an initial public offering, and they set a price, and the stock soared 70% immediately. Look, the Warren Buffett answer to stock investing, let me put on my registered investment advisor, author of The Savage Truth on Money definition. You invest in a company because you believe it has good management, it has a good product or service, it has good earnings now, and, as Warren Buffett would say, you believe it has a great potential to grow its earnings in the future because it does research and development, because it has a moat around it nobody can make or do what they do, and so you can picture more people using the product or service, and the earnings will grow. And that is how you decide to buy a stock. Okay, now that I've said that, let me say that many, many people just want to buy a stock for the action because their friends tell them to buy it. They see a thread on Reddit, or in this case, they saw the name and the new ticker symbol, DJT, Donald J. Trump. Now, how did this company go public like that so fast? They took the old Trump Social and media company and merged it with a company that was a nothing company that already was public and changed the name and the ticker symbol to DJT, which, by the way, why was that available? Because when Trump had a company in the 90s, a casino company, which he went bankrupt on, he used that symbol. It was never given out again. And so it's been sitting there, and now they have the symbol DJT. Now, Trump in the new company holds 78.75 million shares in this new Trump Media, about nearly a 70% stake in the company. At the share price, when it popped up of $75, over $75, it was worth nearly, his share, say 70%, was worth nearly $6 billion on paper. Now, as with all public companies, the insiders have typically a 1 year or a 6 month lockup period. So he cannot sell or pledge those shares unless the board of directors gives him a waiver of that lockup period. And who is on the board of directors?
Let me guess.
Guess.
His kids.
Exactly. And other close allies. So if he needed cash for some unusual reason, like to post a bond, that means that he might be able to sell, which would probably, you know, trash the price of the stock, or pledge the shares of the stock to for his bond. And that's what's going on. Now, I just want one more point. Remember, let's go back to the Warren Buffett definition. Here's a company that's got a great product. Well, it does have a great product. It has Donald Trump, if you think he's a great product. But it doesn't have revenue. It had like $3.5 million of revenue in the first three quarters of 2023. And on that revenue, it lost a lot of money. So you would not buy this stock, nor would you buy, let's say, a Bitcoin. Or would you buy a tulip bulb, that famous mania in the 16th century, unless you believe profoundly in something. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's in Donald Trump. But it's not because it's a great business or investment or because it has been or demonstrated a track record. And this might, however, be a way, if the board allows him to waive the lockup period, that he could pledge those shares as collateral and they wouldn't take his Trump Tower or whatever else they were planning to take away from him.
Interesting. Thank you for explaining that, Terry, and thanks for jumping on the radio this afternoon.
Thanks, Lisa. Next week.
Terry Savage. TerrySavage.com is where you will find her. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.